Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Guess what it is now? I am talking to the wonderful Joe Chapman, WBA writer for Birmingham Mail, to kick us off on this Albion fan show. Joe, thank you so much for joining us tonight, giving us a little bit of your time on what is the first fan show. What are you making of the season so far?
Good evening. I think this has been a largely successful season. It all started in the summer with the recruitment. They got the transfer window pretty much on the money, I think, from back to front. They added really, really well in central defence with Shemi Ajayi, in midfield with Romain Sawyers, and in the attacking areas with Mateus Pereira and Grady Dingane. They've been the four really, really crucial additions, as well as, of course, Slaven Bilic himself. What I've been really particularly impressed with Bilic is the way he's managed to get the best out of the existing players as well. So Jake Livermore has gone up another level. So has Kyle Bartley, so has Hal Robson-Kanu. And it's made for a very, very successful unit. They're very, very tight-knit. The dressing room gets on very, very well with each other. And they've applied themselves brilliantly this season. The results are there for all to see.
Yeah, the results are obviously there to see. You know, they're in that bracket with Leeds. They're kind of a tier above everyone and anyone else in that division. You know, obviously breaking away at the minute. And obviously expectations were high. You come back down from the Premier League. You're looking straight to go back up. And obviously didn't work out with Darren Moore. They let him go. Obviously appointing Bilic, that was the only aim this season. It was living up to that expectation. But with that, Joe, it becomes added pressure. And it's one that they're kind of living up to. And they're living up to that billing, aren't they?
They are. There was, I suppose, the best place you can be in, having been relegated in terms of a bounce back from promotion, is probably the year after, more often than not. Certainly going back to Gary Megson's era and Roberto Di Matteo, both of those managers led West Brom back to the Premier League at the first time of asking after relegation. So they've got experience of it. And of course, it didn't work out, as you say, last season. They just fell short. I didn't think the recruitment across the board was as good as it could have been. They focused more on holding on to the players that they already had, that had kind of brought Albion down from the Premier League. Players like Craig Dawson, Jay Rodriguez, and of course, you know, you look at Dwight Gayle and the impact he had, but largely the recruitment probably wasn't good enough over the course of 12 months covering the two transfer windows. This year, they've learned from their mistakes, clearly. You know, they've had a full season with the technical director, Luke Dowling. He wasn't there last summer. And you can tell the kind of impact he's had working alongside Bilic in recruiting these players. They've spent really, really wisely, largely. And, you know, they're bearing the fruit from that. But as you say, you know, there is that added pressure, not only because of West Brom being the side they are in the Championship, but because each year that goes on, whether in the Championship, it's another year where there's less parachute payment money. And of course, you know, there's more likelihood of you getting stuck, like very much like Leeds and Nottingham Forest and other clubs that are still in the Championship that never actually returned to the Premier League.
Yeah, and that is a worry, isn't it? I mean, it didn't really enter my head, and so I wasn't planning on asking it, but we've seen Leeds every year up there, you know, and it's not quite happened for them now. 9 seasons now, I believe. They just can't quite get back to the Premier League. There isn't a worry that West Brom falling out of that top two into that playoff mixing and just continually to miss out, is there?
Well, I mean, if you'd have asked me that about a month ago, I'd have said absolutely not. The club were flying. I think they've won something like 6 or 7 in a row. And that culminated with an absolute hammering of Swansea, who were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Albion were on top form and put 5 past them at the Hawthorns. And really, to be honest with you, from there, actually, the last 5 or 6 games, they've really kind of struggled to match up to those performances and reach those same levels in games. They've obviously only lost that one game in that time, and that was against Middlesbrough. And they responded a few days later well, I thought, against Leeds. I thought that was the best they've played over this period. They were fortunate against Birmingham in the derby, where Charlie Austin came off the bench and scored a couple of fantastic goals. But largely against teams like Wigan and Brentford and Barnsley, they were picking up points, but they were very fortunate, you felt, to get those points in those respective matches. They, of course, won a much-changed team, beat Charlton in the FA Cup on Sunday. So at least, even with all those changes there, at least they've got that kind of feeling of winning again. And obviously returning to Charlton this weekend, you'd hope that that would have some kind of bearing on their mindset.
Yeah, a bit of a deja vu playing Charlton again, but I'm expecting different sides from both there because obviously, you know, the Cup was neither a priority for them really. Obviously, West Brom chasing that promotion, Charlton looking to survive in the Championship. Before we look at those games, Joe, just quickly for you, and as this is a new fan show and, you know, we want to hear from all the fans, how did you become getting involved writing and talking about WBA for the Birmingham Mail?
Well, I've been a West Brom fan for, I mean, as long as I can remember. My family live around the corner, just down the road in Handsworth Wood, and I used to go down there when Gary Megson was in charge, and even slightly earlier than that. We're talking, you know, 20-odd years ago. So it became apparent to me I was never going to be very good at football when I was younger, and I was always interested in writing about it, and that started, you know, writing about my brother's football team when he was younger, and I've always had that interest. So I kind of followed it, and I went to university, went to Staffordshire University and did sports journalism as a degree, and was very, very fortunate 5 years ago this month, actually, to get the job at the Birmingham Mail. And this is my first full season covering Albion. So it's been, obviously, of course, the results and stuff and the relationship I've got with Slaven Bilic, who's been an absolute joy to speak with each week. It's been absolutely ideal start.
Yeah, it has been the ideal start. It's hard because we spoke of those expectations, Joe, at the start of the season. We know, not everyone knows, Albion want to get straight back there. They're living up to it. But because that bar's so high and we are at the halfway point, what can we kind of expect from the second half of the season?
Well, I mean, there's always that kind of, I suppose, that need to maintain the results that they've already got, the form that they've picked up over the course of the season. They're a little bit kind of jittery at the early points of the season, where particularly against teams like Fulham and Derby away from home, they picked up some really, really late points after defending quite well, and then were able to nick a goal. But once they got into their rhythm, they started winning games quite comfortably away from home and at the Hawthorns. And of course, up until the start of December, they were kind of on the verge of hitting 50 points, which is absolutely exceptional effort in this league. And I think already teams, especially when you're at this point in the season, when you're a supporter of Leeds or West Brom, you're looking at what you might need to get to one of those top two spots. And that's obviously something that they'll be absolutely intent on doing. They've held on to one of those top two spots for so long that it would be agonising to see it slip away now. There's obviously a hell of a lot of work still to go. And Bilic should be the first person to tell you that there's absolutely no complacency throughout the coaching staff or the playing squad. We've obviously got the January window now where there are one or two uncertain futures in that playing squad that need to be resolved, but they've got those contingency plans as well at the same time to make sure that if they do lose any players that they'll be suitably replaced. And, you know, I think it is just a case of maintaining, keeping going what they've done for so long, what they've done so well. To continue that, they're probably going to need about 85-90 points, I'd have thought, based on what teams like Fulham, Nottingham Forest, Brentford below them are kind of averaging. And so, you know, for me, they've done the hard bit and they just need to kind of get themselves over the line from here.
Yeah, well, we have had a WhatsApp into the studio, Joe. Obviously, someone's very interested, as we all know, into what you're saying about West Brom and saying, really enjoying the show, Joe, but I think Leeds will definitely get promoted. What is Joe making of the season so far? Because it's just crazy to see teams like Wigan, Bolton and Sunderland, how they've dropped through the leagues. So, and we're kind of, I think what that WhatsApp's trying to say, Joe, is we're talking about if you don't match it, like we said about Leeds, you know, 9 years searching for it, and then you don't get it. There is a League One trapdoor. I don't think West Brom are in any danger of that, but there is a sort of another drop, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it so much. Leeds themselves have been in League One, so have Nottingham Forest, so have Sheffield Wednesday, so have Sheffield United. You know, the list goes on. There are teams that never came back, and you know, teams, sizable teams like Bradford City, for example, who are really, really, you know, got a big stadium and obviously have had a cup run in recent years, but have never really threatened to come back to the Championship. Coventry as well, who were on our doorstep, who you know, we cover as well, and they're exactly the same situation. Obviously, Albion have been a very, very well-run club in the last few years. They've obviously had a lot of years in the Premier League They were in the Premier League all told, I think, for something like 7 or 8 years in a row. So in that time, they've been they've never gone overboard, really. They've always spent within their means. That's something that I think on the financial side of things, that will bode well for the future. They're not in any danger of kind of anything like that escalating out of control. It's just about the performance levels. And you're right, you know, you can absolutely get stuck there. Championship is absolutely ruthless league. And if you're not on your game at any given time, it sounds a bit of a cliche nowadays, but you will get points taken off you. As we've seen in recent weeks, Barnsley, I thought on Boxing Day, Oakwell play West Brom off the park. And you look at the places in the positions in the table, and that just doesn't match up. And you wouldn't probably get that in the Premier League. But in the Championship, you know full well that a team in the relegation zone can beat a team in the top two. And that's something that I think, even though Stavanovic has never managed at this level before, I think he's wholly aware of.
Yeah, and actually, let's quickly talk about Bilic then, because what is the job that you're making of it? And I suppose this question's really twofold, Joe. What were Baggies fans making of the appointment when he was first appointment? And obviously, has that changed now? You know, now they're seeing the way he plays, his system, his identity of the side, because you're right, it was a league he hadn't managed that. And it's quite interesting. We do a West Ham fan show, and the West Ham fans were always like, oh, you know, Bilic, it wasn't working out. It'd run its course. And now that obviously Pellegrini's gone, they was like, oh, you know, Bilic actually doing a good job at West Brom. Maybe we was quick to let him go.
He's got a great CV. You know, he's managed all over the place. He's often talked in press conferences about his experiences in Besiktas. And, of course, in England with West Ham and the Croatian national team. He was more recently out in Saudi Arabia for 6 months. So, he knows all about football, obviously, as a playing level, managerial level, all around the world, not just even in England or in Europe. But he's experienced and explored different cultures, and he's a very, very intelligent man. You know, his English is absolutely impeccable, as you probably expect from someone who's been associated with English football for so long. But I think maybe even that is taken as a granted sometimes. Just as a human, just a human level, he's just very, very polite. He's passionate. You know, you can tell when you speak to him after a game. Sometimes the West Brom press officer might have to kind of tap him on the shoulder and say, Slaven, it's time to call it a day. Because he loves talking about football. And you can tell he's so, so passionate about it. And that comes across really, really well. He's a breath of fresh air. And you look at Darren Moore is a lovely, lovely man. But did he have the charisma that Slaven Bilic has? He just didn't have that.
Yeah.
Even going back, Tony Pulis, Alan Pardew, Steve Clark, Pepe Mel, nobody that West Brom have had as a manager, in the last 10, 15 years, to my mind, has been quite like Slaven Bilic. So he has been fantastic. And of course, at this level, I think, especially in the meeting with Leeds recently, and the talk of kind of the two best managers in the league, I think you can see that, and the respect they had for each other, Bilic and Marcello Bielsa.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Joe. I think his energy, his passion and charisma are absolutely infectious. How can you not enjoy listening to him and watching his team play? Joe, I really appreciate you being part of the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show. I look forward to chatting to you more and obviously talking about the work you do in the articles you put up. Obviously, Joe Chapman there, WBA writer for Birmingham Mail. Well, what a start we're making to the Albion Fan Show. And there is still more to come, because next up we'll be speaking to Wayne Gordon from All Things Albion. And just quickly, I want to say Sean Mason, that was a WhatsApp there that we put a question to Joe, so thank you for that. And there's still time to get involved tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558, and Wayne Gordon will be speaking to us next.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show and Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Can I just say, I'm really enjoying these new fan shows that we're doing on Love Sport Radio, giving you a chance to have your say on your team. We're doing West Brom at the minute. Joe Chapman there telling us what he's making of the efforts this season. Well, the Baggies are flying high, aren't they? And now we get to speak to Wayne Gordon from the All Things Albion. Oh, Wayne, I'm really pleased to have you on the show with us. Firstly, Happy New Year. Thank you for being part of this brand new fan show. What are you making of your side this season? Living up to your expectations?
Living beyond my expectations. I didn't see this season coming at all. I thought, even though we were sat comfortably in the playoffs into the end of last season, we had no manager, we had no real direction, couldn't see which way we were going to go. And then we announced the appointment of Slaven Bilic, and it was like someone opened a window and this fresh air just led itself around the club. I've not enjoyed a season like this in a long, long time. It's really fun to go and watch the Argonne again.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've been able to say that.
Well, I'm glad that we started this fan show then on a high, Wayne, because those baggies are bouncing. It's obviously going well this season. You just heard me talking to Joe there, but I want to put the same question to you. You're obviously impressed with your man at the helm, Slaven Bilic.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with Joe anymore. His charisma is the first thing that hits you. Before the season even started, he was saying all the right things, and it's often easy for a manager to come in and say the usual stuff that managers come in and say, but this time it felt different with Slaven. It felt like he meant it, and he was going to put everything into getting West Brom back to the Premier League. And so far, you can't complain about anything he's done.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with the side. Obviously, you know, we're talking with Joe. You just heard it there. The passion, the energy, the charisma. And I want to talk about the games now, obviously, Wayne. Obviously, they're playing Charlton again this weekend. But it will be a different contest entirely because of the sides that were put out. I was actually at the game. I knew we was doing the show, albeit I'll hold my hands up a little bit. I was in the Charlton end, but I got to watch West Brom. I knew we were doing the show, but it wasn't the first team. There was a few players, obviously, that were starting that were the first team. They were comfortable with the ball, never really threatened, and that was kind of it. But they didn't, I don't want to say they didn't want to go through, but the aim, obviously, is getting back to the Premier League, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't think you can knock Slaven for that. I think we would rather be playing Premier League football next season than have a cup run to quarter semi-finals this year. Mm. As you said, we're never really pushed by Charlton on Saturday. Didn't have to get it to second gear. As you said, neither side really wanted it. Charlton didn't want it. They've got massive injury problems. So I think it was a predictable game. And yeah, I think it was like a combined 20 changes for the two teams from their New Year's Day games. So I think that tells you everything you need to know about the intentions of both teams for the FA Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the sad thing. Charlton weren't up for it. West Brom weren't up for it. But they're in the hat. They're through to the next round, whether they really wanted to be there or not. This time, Premier League opposition and a return for Bilic. I just asked you about him. It's West Ham. What are you making of that one, Wayne?
Well, that might throw a spanner in the works for us not wanting to go through, because Slaven's going to want to go there and win, you'd think. Mm. I'd prefer to be playing Premier League opposition every week to getting excited about one cup tie against Premier League opposition. So, you know, I'm good either way. If we go through, we go through. If not, you know, I love the FA Cup, but this season and the position we're in, I don't think we really need to put full-strength teams out.
Yeah, you mentioned it there, Wayne. I'm glad you said that you love the FA Cup. Obviously, you heard the debate that I was having. I want to ask you a separate question, though, Wayne. You just mentioned, obviously, you know, I want us to be playing Premier League sides week in, week out. Is this the right side? Are they equipped, if they do get promotion to the Premier League, to survive in that Premier League?
We'd need a few additions, but I think we've got a really good foundation to build upon if we do go up. I don't think they'd be as difficult as it would be for other teams if they were to go up. We've still got a few old Premier League heads in this team, and we've also got young talent mixed in with that who are fighting for Premier League spots, and I think they'll get Premier League spots eventually, whether it's with us or not. Romain Sawyers is a Premier League player. Shemi Ajayi is a Premier League player. So I think if we go up, we're in a better position than other sides around us if they were to come up with us. So, yeah, I think we can build on what we've got now and create something good.
Yeah, it's interesting you just mentioned Sawyers there because, you know, he's a wonderful, wonderful talent, a brilliant player. And we do the Brentford fan show. I've got to admit, Wayne, it gets a little bit spicy because obviously he come from there and no one was really talking about it. Now he's gone to West Brom, he's shining, and everyone sort of, they feel like, kind of forgets that he was at Brentford. It's just like he just all of a sudden arrived at West Brom. How do you feel about that? And he is a super talent, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it helps that he came from West Brom first. It's a hometown coming for the lad. But yeah, I do feel sorry a little bit for Brentford, actually, because I think they get overlooked a lot in the Championship. I think they're one of the best teams in the league.
They're third, aren't they?
Often talked about. Yeah, And I think they've been around the playoffs for the last few years too. But I don't think they're often talked about as real promotion contenders, and I think that's unfair on them. I think they're my dark horse pick at the beginning of this season. But yeah, I think it speaks a lot about the player that fans of the team he left still want to be associated with him. And I think that says everything you need to know, because often once they're gone, they're gone. And they still want a piece of Romain. They still want to be spoken about as they helped with Romain. So I think that's a lot about Sawyers and a lot about the Brentford fans too.
Yeah, everyone wants a piece of Romain. Obviously, he's going from strength to strength, as West Brom are. But you mentioned that they need a few additions if they were to go up. But will they be adding a few? Can we see any arrivals this month to really solidate their position in the Championship? Have you heard any rumours? What's kind of been announced?
I've heard the Dwight Gale rumour won't go away. And that's an interesting one. I think Lyle Taylor's been heavily linked lately with his refusal to sign a contract, and I think that tells you a lot about where we are as a squad, that we're linked to these strikers, because I think a decent goal scorer puts us over the line essentially. I'm not really sure that Dwight Gale's the answer. I mean, ultimately the aim is Premier League football, and if we bring in Dwight Gale, we will get Premier League football. But then what happens after that? We're going to gamble £15 million and hope that he can do for us that he couldn't do for other Premier League teams. It's an interesting dynamic, I think, because on one hand, is the right man for right now. But on the other hand, in 6 months' time, he may not be the right man. And £15 million for a team like us is a lot of money to spend on someone that could effectively be, you know, out of date in 6 months' time.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I'm glad we've got the fan show to talk about it this month, because it will be a big month. Obviously, they might need to offload some players. We're always looking to trim that fat when you're bringing in other players as well, or maybe some of the youngsters go on loan. But it is Cholton. It will be a vastly different game. The lineups will be different. How will this game be won and lost, and what is your score prediction, Wayne?
I'm going to go 2-0, I think, to us. I think Cholton, it's 1-14 for them now.
Yeah,
I think they've got like 10 or so senior players in the treatment room. It's going to be tough for them. I think there's a little bit of pressure on us too for this game. I think coming out of the Christmas period, we're happy with where we are, but now we need to get our foot back on the gas. And I think if you look at our next three games, it's Charlton, Stoke, Luton, they're all around the relegation zone. If we don't pick up a good haul of points against them, I think they're going to start a few more questions being asked than what there is now. We haven't won in 4 games in the league. So I think there's a little bit of pressure. We kind of need to win this weekend.
And what score are you going for?
2-0.
2-0. Wayne, a real pleasure to speak to you. I'm looking forward to checking in with you and catching up with you every week, seeing how West Brom get on. Hopefully they'll be celebrating that 2-0 victory and talking about the 3 points as they look to go back to the Premier League. Is it on the cards? What do you make of it? And on our new fan shows, remember, you can always have your say. This is your team, your voice.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.